The security investigation conducted by the Cybercrime Bureau under the supervision of the competent judiciary has not, so far, fully grasped all the threads related to the child luring and rape crime committed by the TikToker gang, despite having crucial data and information that have so far led to the arrest of 6 suspects within the Beirut and Mount Lebanon areas. Despite the various jobs held by the perpetrators of these acts, their common point is the utter lack of humanity. They have not only abused and raped children, but went so far as to turn them into addicts, forcing them into drugs. A security source revealed to This Is Beirut that more than 30 people were involved in luring children via TikTok and then went on to rape them. The source highlighted the following: this network worked in various ways. Approximately 10 individuals were tasked with identifying child victims via the TikTok app, enticing them into meetings, personally engaging with them, and subsequently handing them over to others who turned them over to the rapists. He underscored that these criminal networks also enlisted minors, making the process easier to lure the victims. The Cybercrime Bureau is actively pursuing all those implicated in these abject acts. The same source highlighted that the initial investigation will require additional days, especially since there are individuals whose identities are yet to be ascertained, especially those who lured children using fake accounts with fictitious names. He further added that the network is probably not led by one single operator but rather spans between Beirut and Mount Lebanon, with multiple people overseeing its operations. Moreover, some even operate beyond Lebanon's borders. As per the same source, among the members of this criminal group are well-known individuals, including the owner of a barbershop, along with a few accomplices. These acts started to unravel months ago, with complaints lodged by the parents of some of the child victims. A security source stated, these complaints coincided with information obtained by the security forces regarding suspicious activities of certain accounts on social media platforms, particularly the TikTok application, which were placed under surveillance and monitoring. These complaints deepened the belief in the existence of a wider circle involved in these heinous crimes that target children, jeopardizing their lives and futures. In this context, there is conflicting information regarding the number of detainees. Yet, a judicial insider familiar with the preliminary investigation stated, there are 6 individuals currently undergoing further questioning and have been detained for additional investigation. The source noted that, while some have confessed to the allegations against them, others have admitted to their actions but downplayed their level of involvement. The judicial source elaborated, without a doubt, the scope of arrests is set to broaden, encompassing all those involved in these crimes. It's not just about child rape, some have coerced children into drug addiction, making them easy targets for sexual assault or exploitation in other ways. Highlighting investigative hurdles, the source stressed, the incomplete identification of other suspects and verifying the accuracy of provided names pose major challenges. Additionally, the source explained that professional criminal networks often use preventive measures like using aliases to evade detection and arrest.